Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
Oh my! Vintage Michael Cole.
Hey, what the f*** are you doing? What the f*** are you doing? I'm hosting a national television show, and now I'm on a radio station at the invite of Howard Stern. What the f*** are you doing? And you're listening to us now. So obviously you didn't hit the f***ing mute switch tonight, Cole.
Hang on here.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, the show where the hosts can schedule 1 week off, 1 week on, and then go away for 2 weeks because he's got a friend coming over from Chicago and he's got to do stuff with her. And by the way, Al Sharpton sucks! But more on that later. Let's introduce our panelists for tonight. First of all, we're starting from Toledo, Ohio. We have the ever-present, effervescent, and all-around nice guy, Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
Why, thank you, Rob. I never had so many superlatives thrown into my name.
Hold on. Recommended for Michael Cole. Damn, I knew I shouldn't have taken these tablets.
You bastard!
Okay.
And speaking of superlatives, here's someone that knows about more of them than I care to remember about superlatives. The millionaire Jeopardy Catch-21 guy, Jason Block.
I'm watching the last night of Lillian Garcia's tenure run, and it was upstaged by Tuesday Night Typho.
Speaking of, let's talk to him right now. Who gets automatically a win? For upstaging D-Generation X with his sign. At the same time, gets a bust. For failing to bring a North American Wrestling Connection sign. Here's Typho.
Yeah, it wasn't my fault, you know. I mean, I've got my minions out handling the signs, you know. So. But the only thing I have to add is, I mean, we're getting Reverend Sharpton next week on Raw. Where's Reverend Devon?
Where's Brother Love?
My brother, testify.
And speaking of testifying, she could testify from the altar of the arena or the Raven's Nest or Crow's Nest, whichever, take your pick. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Nikki Haman.
I'd also like to state that tinyurl.com is not even liking Reverend Al Sharpton, as the link to the article about his statement contains the numbers 6, 6, and 6.
Nice.
It's going to be one of those nights, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, let's rock and roll because...
We got one more person to do it, and this is a special introduction. From Thibodeau, Louisiana, the guy who is my webmaster at GSGarbage at OCCrew.net, and a friend of 7 years, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Carl Schneer.
Oh, how nice. I get a special introduction. Thank you, Rob. Hi.
Don't sugarcoat it, Carl. Tell us how you really feel.
We'll be kicked off the air if I really did.
No. There's still worse shows out on Blog Talk Radio than our show, so we'll stay on the air.
Yes, let's as they say in Mardi Gras. What's the let the good times roll in Cajun or French? Call.
That would be let bon roule.
That's it, and let's.
You gotta love that roule.
Yes, one of these days I have to come down for Mardi Gras. I've always heard it is a rockin' time.
It is.
And speaking of rockin' times,
yeah.
Sorry, Carl. And
it's
speaking
okay.
of rockin' times, let's start with someone who had a really rockin' time this weekend. Nikki, dust, dust, dust. The box is yours.
Oh, boy, was it. I endeavored 8 hours on the road with another wrestler traveling out to sunny South Philadelphia. After all, Danny DeVito says it's always sunny there, and it certainly was for this weekend. As promoter and wrestler, the new horror, Sammy Callahan, was relaunching American Lucha Corps in the most astute of arenas, or shall I just say, the arena. I had the pleasure of walking into the arena with my gear bag behind me and not with a ticket in hand. I had the pleasure of shaking hands with many Ring of Honor and Combat Zone stars, including Delirious, including Rhett Titus, who's doing quite well despite 19 stitches in just over his eye from an accident at last Friday's ROH show. Grizzly Redwood, I am taller than another wrestler in this business. let's see. I keep forgetting somebody. I know I forgot somebody. Anyway. But
the toolbox?
He came up with somebody else. Actually, Toolbox flew in. Since he wouldn't have to take me. We had a wonderful 6-match card and a short thank you and we miss you already to Matt Riot Lowry. Sammy is contemplating a tribute show for him later in the year. I will keep everybody posted. But I'll tell you what.
And for those who did not know who Matt Lowry was, he was an independent wrestler who passed away while we were not on the air last week.
Correct. Not this Tuesday, but the Tuesday before, he had been complaining of headaches while he was down at the arena training. He had taken a couple of bumps. He got out of the ring because he was feeling dizzy, had a seat, had some water, and collapsed. Was pronounced dead on arrival. Matt was also a very, very close friend of Sammy's.
And unfortunately, the Philadelphia media decided to take and basically play fast and loose with the facts, according to what you had stated, correct?
I watched the video packages consecutively on the CBS affiliate for Philadelphia, and they couldn't keep his age straight. They didn't have facts of their own, so they merely said things that would be repeated in the sound bites that followed, almost verbatim. The only good thing that came out of it is they said it was not being investigated criminally. However, they put some heavy overtones on the autopsy and toxicology results, which I just wanted to reach into the monitor and choke somebody. But for all intents and purposes, I have worked the arena, the house that Uncle Paul built.
And that deserves a sound effect. Thank you very much.
I think it's this one.
Right.
A gift from somebody who deserves that win to somebody who already had their win tonight. Typha, tell us about your Raw experience.
My Raw experience was enjoying it at home because it wasn't me with the sign.
Oh, it wasn't you?
Oh,
you. Did we just get ribbed?
Oh no, Sparky, shit, heel, don't. You boo this man.
Dick, move.
It was one of my many supporters out there, one of my great fans with the song.
Louder.
Are you okay? You know, you had us going.
All right, quiet, everyone.
Better. I did know about the sign in advance.
Okay.
I knew it was going to be there, and I was ready. I was looking for it.
Okay.
All right. Now let's talk about what happened. We're going to time fluctuation. Now we're going to talk about last week. We're going to talk about a pay-per-view called Breaking Point. I have box scores in my head. I forgot to write them down. But let's just say, because I picked the Legacy match perfectly and the CM Punk match perfectly, I win. So, yay!
So you have the belt.
Yep.
Okay.
And now we flux back to this week. And, Jason, we have a special soapbox for you. Let's see. I think this is about your 25th, so here's the silver one.
Okay, well, thank you. This one hits home for me because of what World Wrestling Entertainment is doing next week. World Wrestling Entertainment is giving a two-hour platform to a known racist and anti-Semite. Now, a lot of people don't know the history of who Reverend Al Sharpton is. Reverend Al Sharpton, to most people, is someone who was a former presidential Democratic candidate, I believe, in 2004. I'm not exactly sure if it was 2000 or 2004.
I believe 2000, but go ahead.
Okay. But in New York City, he has a history of fomenting racial tensions. For example, he represented a young black woman named Tawana Brawley, who alleged a man by the name of Stephen Pogonis raped her, a white man, raped her, and threw feces on her body. Turned out not to be true. Caused racial tensions in the city to go on for years. He went into a neighborhood called Harlem and said that the white people were known as interlopers. The Jewish people in there were known as interlopers, which caused someone to set a fire, causing someone to die, a Korean person to die in that fire. Every time a black person is either shot or hurt by the police in one way or another, it is immediately deemed racist. But if a white person is not correct, you know, is if it, he does not see racism in black people. So what I find very disturbing, as a company with the WWE who has had a history of basically making racist stereotypical characters of black people, giving this man, who is a racist, 2 hours, no matter what his program is on there, is disgusting. It hurts the image of the company, which now, in my opinion, accepts that form of racism. It hurts Linda McMahon's Senate campaign, and in my opinion, and I will not be watching next week. And I know a lot of other people won't be too. And I'm for the people who are listening, I advise you not to. Because if you do, you accept the racism just as much as I do, or just as much as anybody else who watches. Sorry.
Now, I get a pass on this, Jason, since I'm hosting next week.
That is fine. You get a pass. That is correct. You do.
Because I already told you what I think of this nonsense.
Right, but go on. You have a response from Mr. Sharpton.
Yeah, get a load of this, folks. Oops, did I close it? So now I got to type the 666 again.
Mm-hmm. But go on.
Anyway, so even before they put him on TV, he has to open his fat mouth and try to defend himself. So get a load of this. Okay. This is his words, not mine.
Quote.
Dag nab these ads. I'm gonna steal your elite account at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In order to raise awareness and actually do something about the devastating achievement gap in education between kids of color and their white peers, the viewership of WWE events is precisely the group of people who need to be reached and involved. Let's see. I've stated repeatedly that that everyone must take extraordinary steps to reverse the current trend in education, that unlikely alliances like with Newt Gingrich and forums like the WWE should be utilized if they can help close this gap. I will lead and continue to lead the fight against the use of the N-word and bigotry of all types, but until we end disparity in education, such conduct will continue. Mr. Sharpton, you have picked the worst show in the world to try to do this. Then again, I don't think you watch SmackDown. So I got three guys at least who would like to say something about that. A Mr. Gaspard, a Mr. JTG, a Mr. Slam Master J, and a Mr. Ron the Truth Killings. I forgot somebody.
Aren't they pretty much negative stereotypes?
And why is it they're trying to shut them up?
Okay.
So Mr. Sharpton has, first of all, has no clue what he's getting himself into. And he's trying to use it as a forum to a mostly white population, a mostly white redneck population in some cases. Wait a minute, where are they next week?
Albany, New York, I think.
Yeah. BRM's going to that show, I think.
We're already in New York, which is a fairly integrated city. Am I wrong on this, Jason?
It's a very fairly integrated city, and most of the people do get along. Believe me.
So this is a horrible attempt to go in there and throw his dogma to the crowd and try to hide it in a cloak of diversity. I'm not buying it, Al. Go home. I'd rather have Mario Cuomo out there.
Or Mike Adamly out there.
No, I would not wish Mike Adamly on anybody. No, Al Sharpton and Mike Adamly need to go to Celebrity Deathmatch. Somebody call MTV now.
Yes. Yeah. No, but all joking aside, WWE now, by putting Al Sharpton on there, it is a tacit acceptance of Al Sharpton past and present. You can't take a racist out there. I mean, can you imagine, for example, them putting a guy by the name of David Duke out there and doing the exact same thing? They'd be killed. Can you imagine? And you should know, Carl, David Duke is a pox on Louisiana, isn't he? Correct?
Pretty much.
Okay. So, I mean, do we have any known other white race? I mean, let's put Jimmy the Greek out there, Al Campanis.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, I'm just saying. They both are, but I'm just saying.
Huh.
But you understand the idea.
Yeah, I do.
I'm saying to you, by doing this, the WWE has officially sanctioned racism. You know?
Okay, so where do you draw the line between the stereotypes that they've portrayed and the racism that Sharpton's going to be walking in with?
Why not do it all? Why don't you just bring in the Godfather for the same setting tonight? Bring in the Godfather, make Mark Henry sexual chocolate, bring in R-Truth. Let's make this the whole minstrel show, right?
Make Tony Atlas Saba Simba again. Remember that one.
I mean, seriously.
Somebody call Kamala.
Get Abe Washington in to tell him some jokes.
Right.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah, don't get me started on that one, too.
And I want you to stick a mod on whoever started that thread a couple of weeks ago about putting Abe Washington on Raw.
Hey, VRM. I don't know who started that one, but I can pretty much guarantee that that thread got deleted, and it's now in the deleted thread section. I can't get into it. Typo can, though.
Okay.
Wait. Did we start early, or?
Yeah, we started early.
Oh.
No, you didn't miss much. We're just bitching about Al Sharpton right now.
Oh, then let me join in, because I have to fucking deal with him on Monday night.
Are you going to go on?
I'm going to be there on Monday night.
Okay. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
How much did your ticket cost?
Let's see, it was a second row ringside. It was a second row seat, so I'm going to say somewhere in the area of $60.
Okay.
Do you want to be there?
Well, I want to get this sign on TV. That's about the only thing I want to do.
What sign is that?
Cody! Ted! Listen! It is dangerous to go alone. Take this. Points to a pair of pants.
Oh.
That's not it.
I would rather you you bring the Where's Tawana Brawley sign. I would really love for you to do that. I don't think you could get it past the censors, but...
you could get it on TV exactly once.
How about my Where's Reverend Devon sign?
No, come on. No, but okay. But seriously, what's your opinion on this, VRM?
My opinion, well, do you want my opinion as a Republican or my opinion as a wrestling fan?
Both.
How about both?
My opinion as a Republican, you're a Democrat, I don't want to see you get off my show. My opinion as a wrestling fan, you have nothing to do with wrestling, and you don't entertain me in any way whatsoever. Get off my show.
And you're a racist bigot to boot. How's that?
I'm not racist.
What?
I'm not racist.
Not you. Al.
Al.
I consider myself a racist. There's always going to be bias against assholes.
That's true. But right. But I will say this, though. I think the best thing about Raw last week, believe it or not, because, by the way, Raw last week, for the most part, blew chunks. It was just awful. I thought Cedric,
it was okay.
I thought Cedric the Entertainer was not funny. At all.
I'll group you there.
Big surprise.
But the best thing, honestly, and I'm being dead serious about this, is the fact that the WWE let Lillian Garcia say goodbye in a way that was classic. They didn't rip her skirt off. They didn't do anything stupid. They just let her go. And, you know, good luck to her. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy that they let her on camera because that is still my biggest. I'm still a little pissed, a little peeved at WWE for not letting us hear Victoria's speech when she retired.
Yeah.
Yes, she was a heel on the way out the door, but come on.
Yeah, they relegated it to what, the .com?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on the website, but that's just not fair. I mean,
no.
She's been there for a while. She started in Godfather's Troop. But she turned out to be one of the best women wrestlers that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And at 38, she's looking like she's going to be a very good MMA fighter, not for nothing.
Uh-huh, and she's way into it. I mean, that's half of her Twitter. That's half of her Twitter posts.
It's not like, hey, I'm going to be kicking. Well, hey, I'm going to be kicking ass on TNA, and hey, I've been training 5 hours a day. I hurt. No, I'm sorry. Nikki, did you actually see the Chris Jericho picture I was talking to you about?
No, give me...
Just follow the Chris Jericho one. Go find the Chris Jericho follower, and then like it's like me versus the old naked people or something like that.
Yeah,
oh, wait.
That sounds about right.
Let me go to Tweet
That
Deck.
Picture is
That's...
hilarious.
Let me go to my
and Twitter. Now we, yeah.
Talk about
Jericho versus the Naked Senior Beach Squad.
Yeah, that. Yes.
Now we time warp from what's happening next week to what happened last Sunday at the TNA pay-per-view No Surrender.
And honestly, I say about damn time.
Indeed.
Agreed.
About damn time. This is what they should do. For those who do not know, AJ Styles won a 5-way. Don't ask the logic of having Hernandez claim the belt, you know, hit his case, but all right. AJ Styles is your new TNA heavyweight champion.
And we're going to have it's going to be a changing of the guard pay-per-view at Bound for Glory this week at 18th.
Right, because we also have a new creative team, because Jim Cornette, while we were away, is no longer with TNA. He was
right. Neither is Savio Vega.
That is correct. I believe the creative team now is Jeremy Borash.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is there?
Matt Conway, Vince Russo, and Ed Ferrara got his job back.
Yeah.
I'm a big Ed Ferrara fan.
Oklahoma. Sorry. Anyway.
Pinata! 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 Boobie! Oh! And he's down!
The great
Pookie Guerrero, third year linebacker from Puerto Rico State.
Vampiro,
yes. but yeah, TNA, AJ Styles should hold that belt, I would say, at least 6 months. At least.
Yes.
That would mean until Destination X.
I would say at least Destination X or Slammiversary. Got to be. Okay? AJ Styles has to be the face of TNA. You make him the face of TNA, he becomes a superstar. No doubt in my mind here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because number one, he's good looking. Number two, he's a family man. He is basically John Cena with about 100 times more talent. I mean, I'm dead serious. From a marketing perspective, TNA's got to do this. Anything else would be, no pun intended, suicide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Suicide-y.
To follow that up, it's just the fact that now that TNA has earned a reputation in recent years that they can't get anywhere without WWE talent, and that they've been stepping on all their homegrown guys. That's why Daniels has been outright miserable the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we got a year and a half of Curry Man. Sorry, man, I had to say it. And
I liked Curry Man.
I love Curry Man. Don't get me wrong, but I spoke to him at one point, and he said that he was ready to take the mask off and get serious, get back to what he is.
Yeah.
The fact that Styles and Daniels and Joe, you know, are still in EY, are pretty much part of the core. A lot of the original guys, these guys should be carrying the company, not Kurt Angle. Not Kevin Nash, not Jeff Jarrett, not Booker T. These guys were here first.
But hold on a second there, Nick. I think the direction is changing. I think that over the last month or two, I've seen some good stuff. You know?
Mm.
I mean, the fact that Joe is the X Division champion. The fact that EY is getting his shot with the World Elite, okay? And he's doing a great job with that. Sorry. His heel turn has been fantastic on TNA, don't you think?
I wouldn't know. I haven't watched in several months.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I need to start watching again because,
I think
God, you're actually watching.
I'm actually watching, and you know what? I'm actually enjoying it. And also, Taz and TNA are so much better. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
It's some good stuff. You don't have to mute everything.
Quality on TNA's announcing has skyrocketed since Don West got promoted.
Well, the work rate at the announce table octupled as soon as Taz sat down, so we already knew that. And to that Jericho picture, Chris, don't look. It's not a freaking sight. You shouldn't have looked, man. You lost your lunch.
All right.
Poor guy. Okay, what next?
We're going to continue to talk about the No Surrender pay-per-view. We talked about AJ Styles winning the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about the new belts the Knockout Tag Title belt. Now, TNA actually told people about what happened to Angelina Love, why Velvet Sky and Madison Rayne were there, about what happened with Angelina Love. She had some problems with her contract, so there's a parting of ways.
It was a visa thing, too.
Yeah. They even said on air, "We wish her the best in all of her future endeavors."
Oh, my word.
Sorry, that was the kiss of death, yes.
It's pretty much one of these.
Yeah! Pretty much.
Moving on.
With that, she flew across the border. Anyway,
I think she's still in the States.
Right, I believe, is it this week or next week that the new member of the Next week, a new member of the Beautiful People debuts.
And it's somebody from Typho's favorite organization.
And one of my favorite people at that.
Is it no joke? For real?
Lacey
Von Erich, yes. She's worked the independent scene here in New Jersey a couple times. But she's part of Shimmer, correct? Right?
She was supposedly the only wrestling woman in Wrestlicious.
Oh, God. Yeah.
We're just lucky we got a bunch of episodes in the can already, so we'll still get to see Lacey Von Erich and Wrestlicious once the TV deal is signed.
Speaking of TV deals, guess who just got a TV deal?
American Lucha Corps. Oh, no, not
no.
Oh.
CZW!
Oh, God, no.
That's me.
Who would put them on TV?
That's dumb.
Ion.
What?
The former PAX TV?
Yes.
Fail!
I sense disconnect.
Yeah.
I don't even realize what they're putting on the air.
Is this going to be like CZW, like PG?
Yeah.
Which will be what, 3 minutes long?
You say 3 minutes.
Sorry. That's like the skit from Mad TV, which was the edited version of The Sopranos.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on.
Here's the time slot. Friday, October 2nd, 2:30 p.m.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Wait,
you're going to say a.m.
I would have been 2:30 a.m.
Double fail.
So that's when
the suit and Ion is going to faint when he sees this.
So what? So Necro Butcher is going to come out bringing a table, you know, bringing a shopping cart and fluorescent light bulbs. And
wait, hold on. Is it October 2nd or October 4th? Because I know how trustworthy it is, but Wiki is saying October 4th, which would be triple suicide because it's going up against football.
And, oh, yeah, that's true, yes.
I heard October 2nd from the news story that I read, DJ Hyde's news story.
I wonder if Sammy would like to sell some of his Lucha Corps shows so we could have CZW's Nick F. and Gage fighting a guy in a dress.
Yeah, this is nuts. I mean, look, I'm not saying more wrestling on TV is a bad thing, but CZW is not exactly the product you really want to advertise on TV.
Well, it actually had a TV deal before. 52 episodes were shot and aired on TV. And guess who produced them, Jason?
Whom?
What if I tell you the guy was the same person who created Name That Tune?
Whom?
Or produced Name That Tune.
Sandy
in the
Frank?
70s and the 80s. Sandy Frank.
Sandy Frank, who also syndicated Battle of the Planets back in the 70s.
That's the only reason I know that name.
Sorry, got my anime geek on there.
You made me show off my anime geek. Oh, God, I'm ruined. Anyway.
All joking aside, CCW, not so much. I really think that this is going to be on the epic fail set.
I know that another organization was going to actually debut in January. We talked about this on Comcast Sportsnet. I think it's like New England Championship Wrestling, or
that's Cena's group.
Yeah,
Cena Senior. That is.
Yeah, I believe
okay.
so.
Mr. Cena.
Yep.
Yeah, that is.
By the just a little bit of an update on CZW's time slot. It is Sunday, as per CZW's own website.
Uh-oh.
It will be October the 4th at 2:30 p.m.
What?
And it'll be once a month.
Once a month.
What? What?
For how long?
Fucking retard.
I think it's gonna. I'm not exactly sure if it's gonna be half hour, full hour. Didn't quite say.
A half hour, more than likely.
Still, the what fucking retard would put a show on Sunday afternoon in the middle of football season?
And the kicker, Ion 7th ranked amongst the air channels, the worst of them all.
That's just, well, I think Bob Barker has something to say about this.
No.
No?
Because this episode's going to be airing on GSN soon, it goes to Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
Good. How stupid. He's just dumb. Just
what idiot.
Just.
I don't know. But you know what?
It.
I kind of have a choice there. Can go to the season-ending game for the Mariners.
Right.
Because the Mariners, I could get in for like $7-$8. Center field bleacher seats, but hey, it's the last game of the season, so I could say I actually went to a game.
Yeah. Or you could sit at home and watch a half hour of wrestling no one's going to watch.
Or I could turn it to Channel 13 and watch the... nobody watches the Seahawks anyways.
Speaking of baseball... Yankees win!
Yep. Yanks won 9-3. Magic number is 3 to clinch the American League East. Life is good.
Well, you already clinched a spot in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Also, in TV news, WWE extended its deal with The Score in Canada for 3 years. Trista will be happy about that.
156 more weeks of horrible subtitles? Count me in!
okay. But
as long as CBC still airs Dragon's Den every Wednesday at 8:00, I'm happy.
but let's see. What else happened? The best wrestling match that I saw this week was on ECW.
Woo woo woo. You know it.
You know it.
Laugh it up, bro.
I'm laughing it up, but Zack Ryder and Christian put on about a 20-minute match that was impressive as hell. It really was.
Me not being a Zack Ryder fan, but knowing that he's been with the company for 2 years officially, starting with his days as a clone, I know I'm not supposed to talk about stuff like that, but...
No, no, even before that, he was on ECW.
As one of the majors, yeah. But, you know, they broke out... Him and Hawkins broke out as the clones.
The edgeheads.
I call them the clones because one of them had Edge's walk down perfectly.
Uh-huh.
The man's had 2 years with the company, so now, you know, that he's out there doing what he needs to do and doing it very well to the point that, yeah, I shoot hate him. No, that's not true. But... You know, he's starting to grow on me. I'm never going to wear the headband. But what I saw Tuesday night was just mind-blowing.
I will wear the headband.
No, I earned a little bit of a... I earned some respect there. That was some good stuff.
I'll wear a Bandorama headband before I wear a woo-woo-woo. Sorry.
Yes. Oh, and speaking of woo-woo-woo, has anybody seen the lame, epic fail... Ric Flair lottery commercial?
Oh, come on, Jason.
That was epic fail.
I love that commercial.
I have not seen it, and it sounds like I shouldn't.
Me neither.
You should Google it on YouTube. YouTube it and Ric Flair lottery commercial. This old woman says, "I'd like to have one of these woo tickets," and you hear, "No, it's the woo ticket." You know, that sort of thing.
I don't know what's going to be a more of an epic fail, that lottery game or Miz's appearance and Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh, that's a train wreck just waiting to happen. I saw the ads for that during SmackDown this evening.
Oh, yes.
And
I'm going to be watching those two shows, and I think they might be in the running.
Well, I mean, at least it's not the other show that Jericho said Miz had appeared on. For all you Twitter followers, you know, Jericho mentioned Miz's show, so you think you've got talent.
Oh, God.
By the way, just watch the commercial. Fail.
Got the soundboard, and the answer is no.
You lost the soundboard?
I do.
Okay,
so you're not going to fail it, even though the commercial has failed. Okay.
No, he's incapable of making it fail because the soundboard failed.
Okay.
No. I'm incapable of making it to fail because I don't want to play the fail sound.
Ooh, okay.
So stick Sparky on him.
No, he doesn't want to do that either. He likes the commercial. Therefore, he
has
the microphone and you will listen to every word I say. Thank you, wedding singer.
Another crappy Adam Sandler movie, even though it's set in the 80s, my favorite decade.
So now I have a question for you guys. I will be attending the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view in 2 weeks. There's going to be 3 Hell in a Cell matches.
Can you say overkill?
That's what I'm asking. Is it?
Overkill.
I think it is.
Overkill.
Yeah, kind of.
So is this damn commercial.
Now I've put in a little bit of detail into this when Jason asked me this question, because up till now, Hell in a Cell was every year to 18 months, starting in 97. Am I correct?
19. Yes, Bad Blood 97.
October 5th, 97.
Mm-hmm.
Putting 3 in one pay-per-view when up to now we've only had maybe a dozen, and I've had the honor of being in close proximity to 2.
And by the way, the second best Hell in a Cell match. Were you at the Triple H Bad Blood 04?
I was at Bad Blood 04, and yes, that was a spectacular Hell in a Cell match. Save for the ending, Edge Undertaker at SummerSlam 08 wasn't nothing to sneeze at either.
No, not at all.
15 matches.
But you're first of all, you're going to get Cena Orton. Oh God, I'm going to feel like we're trapped in the cell with them. Okay.
Hold on, let me play the sound for that one.
Sort of glad I didn't order tickets for that because I mean I have to be. Because that's homecoming weekend for me. I don't want to have to make the run down on Sunday afternoon just to go see a pay-per-view, and then I have to run back up here on either Monday morning or Sunday or late Sunday night.
I'm gonna play this sound for that Cena Orton match. Ready?
Oh.
Wow!
Ultimate fail.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Wow.
Okay.
I would say their cell match, there's no way it could be more stupid than their breaking point match, but I bet it could be.
About
15 minutes of Cena getting his ass kicked and then an STF and a win.
Yeah, pretty much. CM Punk Undertaker is going to be cool because, well, Undertaker Hell in a Cell is always cool.
Now, you don't have to say anything more once you say Undertaker Hell in a Cell.
No.
Exactly.
No. And then you have DX versus Legacy in Hell in a Cell, which, you know what, I'll take that.
Baby oil.
What the? Forgot about that.
What was that one?
Play it again.
Baby oil.
Oh! In reference to Legacy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll take.
In reference to my peeps, Joel Robinson, Tom Servo, Crow T, Robot, Gypsy, and Cambot up at the Satellite of Love. Word.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Hunter and Sean will be more than happy to carry or throw around Legacy in a case.
As we learned from Cole and Lawler on Monday, this will be DX's first cell match together. Disregarding Unforgiven 2006.
We're not supposed to remember that.
Of course not. They've never teamed together in a cell.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Whoa.
What the heck is that from?
That's you, Michael Cole.
What the heck was that one?
Oh,
that's
here it is again.
Eller.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Oh, that's Penn Jillette.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
From what?
Bullshit.
Penn and Teller's Bullshit?
Bullshit.
Yep.
Yes, from Bullshit.
From the Creationism No, it's from the Eat This episode.
Okay.
I have seasons 1 through 3 on DVD.
Yes. My favorite one of that episode was the alien abduction using the sex toy as a medical device, but we won't get into that. Anyway, it's pretty funny.
I know somebody who bought that off of eBay.
Uh-huh. Three is too much, but two out of the three, I mean, Cena, Orton, Hell in a Cell is just going to be awful. Awful. We don't need to see that.
Well, the good news is I think the dead man's going to have enough pull that his is going to main.
Yeah, his will probably
better
main.
His better main, because Cena, Orton, as it is. Now, do you think they're going to run all three of them together?
No. No,
yes.
No. The rumor is they want to start with one, do one in the middle, and do one at the end.
Okay.
If I was looking at it, it would be Cena Orton first, PX in the middle, and Taker at the end.
I'd be good with that,
except that there is no way you're going to put Cena Orton first. No way.
There are fans, there are marks out there that will leave after that match.
Yep. No
and
way.
You cannot open with the X Legacy either.
Right.
And I just, you know, so what I'm thinking, let's see.
I mean, what matches do we have so far?
Well, we've got those three, plus the
tag titles.
Morrison Ziggler.
IC title match. Or even
US
title.
Title match.
You have the three-way for the title, which, by the way, I think that's going to be a great match.
Yes.
That is going to kick some major ass.
Oh, my word. Excuse me.
Wait. They're all Hell in the Cell matches?
No. And because I don't know when they first announced it back in 2007 was the first year they did multiple elimination chambers at No Way Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. I'm just noticing because of SmackDown tonight, Batista and Rey Mysterio are going to challenge Big Show and Chris Jericho for the tag titles.
Yeah.
Are we going to hit 30 days before Hell in a Cell?
Yes, it will.
Okay.
So we have six matches so far.
Right.
Which with the three championship matches, the seventh match, the ECW championship match, which is supposedly, you know, which will probably be Regal Christian yet again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why aren't they in a cell? This is their third match.
And it's an ECW match. There should be something to it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just I don't like the idea of multiple cell matches. I'm okay with multiple chamber matches because it is both of those are for A belts.
Well, but both of these are for A belts as well. I mean, what I'm just saying is that you have a problem with Hell in a Cell matches, but do you have a problem with the Lockdown pay-per-view every year?
They don't move the cage around, and it will hold a special place in my heart, at least the one that we threw in Room 101.
What, the blindfold match?
No,
the electrified
cage. The entire pay-per-view, because the only cage they had was the gimmick cage for the electrified cage match. They forgot their regular cage for the rest of the show.
Oh, God. Okay.
You guys ready to do something fun, exciting, and somewhat boring?
Never.
Yes.
It's not boring. But
sure, God.
Come on.
It's time for Food Chain, where we have another segment where we completely rip off We Love to Interrupt on GameChainersNet.com.
Thank you.
First up, pretty much you guys know how to play the game, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First up, the animal, Dave Bautista.
As what now? You have to give the subject. What is this, Raw guest host?
Yeah, Raw guest host.
Okay. I would put him, first of all, at the bottom so far. He mean, like I said.
Well, that's because he's
the
only one that I've said
bottom.
Yet.
Right, yeah. Well, first of all, he's Bautista. Okay.
Yeah.
That,
next one is, going in chronological order, Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase.
Above Bautista.
Above,
yes.
Bautista.
Yeah, he's, above.
There was some good
mm-hmm.
stuff there. There was some good interaction between Coyote and Ted and him.
Yep.
We needed Cody and Polka Dot. Actually, no, we didn't. Never mind.
Yes, we
did.
Yes,
we
did.
We
do.
Yes, we did.
Next up, Seth Green.
Above Ted. That was some fun
above
stuff.
Ted.
That was hilarious.
If only for the one Robot Chicken clip with Boba Fett and the Ewoks.
No, I mean, he actually, he got what you needed to do.
Yeah.
You got it.
He was
mm-hmm. He got what you needed to do.
And
he promoted Robot Chicken,
not.
And it was fun. Yes.
Okay, so as we have it right now, it's Seth Green, Ted DiBiase, and Bautista.
Yep.
Three very good hosts. Although I was passive on Seth Green, I forgot that it was Seth Green and not Seth MacFarlane.
Okay.
Aw.
And Seth MacFarlane is another guy who I think can eat it.
Right.
Family Guy sucks.
No, it does not, but that's okay.
Yes, it does.
No.
Next up.
No, that's another show. Go on.
Yeah. Here we go. Let the debate begin. ZZ Top.
Bottom.
Very bottom.
Very, very
bottom.
Whoa, Bautista.
Basement floor.
Yep. Basement floor, because all they did was just, I mean, it was funny, but they were not live, and it felt sort of tacked on, and they were promoting a tour, which I believe at the time had to be stopped because Steven Tyler was hurt.
Yep.
Correct?
It was.
So, yeah. I mean, there were some funny moments, you know.
All their stuff was pre-taped, and they couldn't go out and perform because bands on Raw can't be mic'd correctly because of the way Raw sets up their audio.
So, yeah, on the bottom.
Very bottom.
And I think we got somebody who will probably be going to the top. Shaq Daddy.
Shaq was, oh my God, top.
Bow, bow, bow,
epic.
Bow.
Put it
here. Sadly, I do have a little bit of bucking the trend here.
I put him
right below Green. Barely.
Wow. Why?
Mainly because I found Seth Green stuff to be a little bit more funny.
Okay. I mean it's still I don't think it affects the vote per se.
Yeah.
But that's
how I seen it.
No. That's cool. Josh, that's awesome. Sure. I mean, you know, look, everybody has their... I mean, I thought Shaq's stuff was great. I mean, I thought, you know, when he said Christina, I thought the whole Big Show thing is setting up for something maybe for WrestleMania. Who knows?
Yeah,
I think
that
will be back in some capacity.
I mean, who knows what they're going to do depending on the playoff potential of Shaq and LeBron.
Okay.
And the Cleveland.
They're going to the playoffs. There's no doubt about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think we might have somebody working for ZZ Top.
Yes.
Jeremy Piven.
Just.
Oh,
boom!
Okay.
Under ZZ Top.
Yeah, under ZZ Top. I mean, I didn't even see it because I heard it was just an ego fest.
There is a sound effect. There is a sound effect, a very appropriate sound effect, which we've already used for him, which I think sums up the entire opinion of this of him.
Thank you.
Actually, I did something on my list a little bit weird. I separated Piven and Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken goes below Piven.
No, I'm going to lump them together because the first thing they did is jump in the ring and I was like a couple of 8-year-old marks. If that's what you want entertainment on your show, you could pick two random fans that can behave better than that.
I could do a better thing than this.
I could too. Good Lord, I've general managed already. Come on.
I have notes for the kids and
I'm
smarter than a fifth grader to DM
right
the show.
I'm putting them right above ZZ Top.
All right, next one up.
Above
Kevin's at the bottom.
Top.
So the order so far is?
It is Shaq, Seth Green, Ted DiBiase, Batista, ZZ Top, Jeremy Piven.
Right.
Now we get Sergeant Slaughter.
Honestly, I would put him above ZZ Top because... I would put him below ZZ Top because his Canada-hating, ugly American shtick did not work.
I put him down pretty low, too, because I think it was a cop-out that they knocked him out so that they didn't have to pay him for about an hour of the show.
Who knocked him out? I forgot.
I forget. All I know is that he got knocked out early in the show, and then he shows up with, 10 minutes left. Way to shorten his paycheck. Or, maybe they just didn't want to pay for him because they knew he was going to suck. I put him pretty low. Definitely below Teddy and below Batista. But still above ZZ Top.
Yeah, that's where I got him, too.
Well, where do you have him, VRM?
I'm going above ZZ Top. Because... I didn't like the whole heel going on up against Canada thing, but it worked for what it was, and it wasn't as bad as some of the other bullshit we had to deal with the ZZ Top pre-tapes and the Piven shit fest.
Mm-hmm.
Next up. The guy who spent the least amount of time at the taping, or at Raw, Freddie Prinze Jr.
You just did him.
No.
Ooh,
it's Slaughter.
That's what... No.
Honestly, I would put him above ZZ Top, because at least he got the product, and he took a bump. A good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a former writer of the show, so he knew what was going on.
Okay, I'm confused.
Yeah.
I thought we were already talking about Freddie Prinze Jr. We'd already taken care of Slaughter.
No
we were talking about Slaughter.
Okay, Slaughter. I liked Slaughter's heel tactics. It was something we weren't expecting. Because I would put him, above ZZ Top, but definitely below Batista.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie, he turned me off. He knocked him out of the show for a little bit, and he came back near the end. That's what I was complaining about. I wasn't, you know, I thought, like I said, I thought you guys were still were talking about Freddie already.
No, no, we were Slaughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So where do you put Freddie, Nikki?
I put him next to Slaughter because I kind of equate them, which I know you're not allowed to do.
Well, I'm going to bring the time. I'm going to put Prince below Slaughter.
I accept that. That's fair.
Okay.
This is where I started not watching Raw, so from now on I'm going to be basically just passing.
Why, you don't have Raw anymore?
I don't have Raw. It's that I missed the first half of it because I'm overplaying Warhammer in Albany.
Okay.
Warhammer! Next one is the guy who was late. Floyd Money Mayweather.
Who, by the way, got a million buys, according to Kevin Ioli.
Yep.
Not bad.
And had Triple H pretty much walk him to the ring. He gets it. He was good. Again, I would put him to him above, you know, put him right around above ZZ Top below Batista. It was not that eventful. It was okay. You know, he promoted his fight. Didn't really need to, but he did.
Yeah. Plus, he trained Vince for the match that night.
And punched Carlito.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was funny. That was the...
So, with all that said, he goes below Batista.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I can dig that.
So what's the order right now?
It goes Shaq, Seth Green, Ted DiBiase, Batista, Floyd Mayweather, Freddie Prinze Jr., Sergeant Slaughter, ZZ Top, Jeremy Piven.
About right.
Yeah.
Now we get to the good stuff. Dusty Rhodes.
I'm going to abstain because I was there.
You know,
to be honest,
Go ahead.
I'd put him right around where DiBiase is. He wasn't obscenely great, but he was still pretty darn good.
No, I better step up. I was very happy with the swerve at the end.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You've got to figure in the swerve at the end. There's nothing that I wouldn't do for my son. I'm sorry, John.
Yeah, the fix is definitely in. I'm going to go below Seth Green.
So he goes above Ted.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I'd put him above Batista.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Carl.
Damn, I'm right in the middle.
I'll throw in my bonus. DiBiase jumped in with DX and Cena in the dark match afterwards and gave everybody bionic elbows. So, you know.
Dusty's going to go above Ted.
Easily.
Yeah. I'm right in the middle, so either way is fine with me.
And now we have the man, the myth, the legend, Ezekiel Burger.
He's up top. He's got to be
on
top.
Yes.
Matt,
past Shaq,
he was better than Shaq.
Everyone.
Because here's the deal. When you have a guy who's 85 years old, okay, and again, I'll explain to you why. They treated him and he with respect, and he treated the product with the same exact respect. And the fans loved him. They gave him the standing ovation. Now, and if you're a game show fan, when he came out, he got the standing O. He was doing the entire, you know, Barker pop, you know, Barker walk and everything. Now, again, a lot of the lines were cheesy, and yes, a lot of the lines were said before to game show fans. But if you weren't a game show fan, and you didn't see this before, this was gold. This was just gold. And the mic work between him and Jericho on the first Contestants Row bid was priceless in how good it was. It was
in more than one way.
Yes. Ha ha. I didn't mean I created a pun, son. Ha ha ha. That's a joke. I was
Also, another insight to that show was we had Jerry Lawler bring up Trader Bob.
Wow.
It's been 20-plus years since that game got played.
Yeah, but you also, but of course, the set, the graphics, the use of music, you heard the losing horns for crying out tears. Okay?
You know what I think the best result of it all was? You heard the Fink.
Yes.
That, the Fink.
Yes.
The Fink and so Rock.
Parker Pop.
He's just a... And, all, and like I said, they treated him with respect, and he gave it back in return, you know? Oh, and, of course, another great line. I have two words for you. Spin it.
Spin it.
You know, I mean...
And
you know?
just the some of the aftermath, the fact that, you know, people complain to me, you're still a mark, you go take pictures with wrestlers. Yeah, I've got three pictures of wrestlers with freaking Bob Barker. Who's a mark?
Exactly. Chris Jericho, Kofi Kingston, and Evan Bourne put twit pics on their, you know, oh my God, you know, they marked like little schoolgirls. So don't give me any of that shit. They did.
So there. My answer to that is so there. And to a couple of you guys who weren't sure this was going to work, I've got four words for you.
I told
you so.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, it was one of those things that just was about as perfect as you can get it.
And it had me giddy. Giddy as a schoolgirl.
And the fact that Settlement and Mr. Jason were double geeking all night.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Nikki
was calling it tripping the light mark-tastic.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
That's fine. I'll take that. I'll absolutely take that because it was just because I was waiting for the crowd to shit on him because the crowd could have, and they didn't. Not a moment. They took everything, you know?
There was only one crowd that would shit on Barker. You know what city that would be?
What?
Cleveland.
Oh, well, fine. Who cares?
Yeah.
Barker,
top.
You just... okay, come on. Chavo Guerrero getting karate chopped by Bob Barker.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
Followed by the classic send-off without the goodbye, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, have your pet spayed or neutered. Yes, exactly.
He said the line wrong, though.
That's all right.
Yeah. Although I will give them one minor boo for them actually advertising the Corvette as with leather interior, but hey, you know.
I'll give them minor boo for just one thing, even though I didn't see that. Not letting whoever it was say, the price is wrong, bitch.
No, but they should have brought out Richfield to say this.
Yeah, take a look. It's a new car!
Yeah.
Fake did blow that line.
Yeah, exactly.
Fake did blow that line.
Yes, but you know what? That's okay. It was about as perfect as you get as game show fans. Who's next?
Yeah. Probably the prettiest one. Trish Stratus.
Prettiest? Yes. Good? Not so much.
Yeah.
She looked a lot off of her game. She really did. And that was a bit disappointing. Don't get me wrong. She looked incredibly gorgeous. Okay?
Yeah.
And she looked great. It's the fact that she's got a Wii game coming out next year called Stratisfaction Yoga. Good for her. Except for the fact that she was stumbling and bumbling a little bit there. I would put her above Batista. That's about it.
Exactly.
All right, she goes above Batista.
I'm abstaining. I didn't see this episode. at all.
And of course, her wrestling was done to a minimum, which was, you know,
understandable, but the fact that they put her in the ring with Beth freaking Phoenix was good enough for me.
Yeah.
That's a dream match. Even if she had a little ring rust, I think they did okay.
Okay.
Finally, we have Cedric the Entertainer.
Where was the entertainment?
Yeah.
Directly above Piven.
That's about it. Above Jeremy Piven.
The entertainment was on ESPN. That's where it was, where the Dolphins dominated in time possession, but couldn't beat the Colts.
Nope.
Yay.
Where, as for me, I put him just above ZZ Top. He actually showed up. That's about it.
I'll put him above ZZ Top, too.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, too. I'm going to put him above ZZ Top because that ZZ Top episode sucked.
So what's our final food chain?
Ezekiel Barker, number one.
Yay.
Shaq, two. Seth Green, three.
Yep.
Dusty Rhodes, four. Million Dollar Man, five.
Woohoo!
Wait.
Yes, as we haven't mentioned on the live show a few weeks ago, Josh actually met Ted.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Cool.
We'll talk about that after the food chain.
Right.
We said Batista 6.
Right.
Oh.
Trish 7.
Okay. Flip flop.
Floyd Mother 8. Freddie Prinze 9. Sergeant Slaughter 10. Cedric the Entertainer 11th. ZZ Top 12th. And Fuck Up McDumbass is 13, a.k.a. Jeremy Piven.
He won't be there for long. He won't be at the bottom for long.
No. And after you tell your story about Ted, interesting development out of WWE regarding, remember we were talking about Mr. Chris Jericho's Twitter pictures. I played a little clip
for me.
Yes. And it also has to do with one Chavo Guerrero and stuff like that, but we'll get to that in a minute. So, Ted DiBiase, huh?
Yes. This was pretty much a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. My friends actually went to his website, found out that he actually has done a few weddings, contacted him, and before I knew it, he became the minister for my friend's wedding over Labor Day weekend.
No kidding!
Oh, awesome!
No kidding!
No way! Yeah, because he's a born again, right?
Yeah, he
is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yes, pretty much. Met him the day before the wedding at about 4 o'clock. Whew. And it was a riot. He's a great man. Great character. Great sense of humor. I can't put him on a high enough pedestal. He was a class act from the moment I met him to the moment he left the reception on Sunday. And along the way, we got a few stories out of him.
Ooh, go on.
Right. This is what I wrote down on the stationery that I had at the Crown Plaza, which is where I stayed, he stayed, and half the wedding party stayed, also where we had the wedding. Anyway, he told a story about him and Dick Murdoch borrowing Grizzly Smith,
For those who don't know, Grizzly Smith is the father of
Jake
the Snake Roberts.
Okay.
DiBiase and Murdoch borrowed Grizzly Smith's car when they were down in Louisiana. This would be about mid-1970s. They went to New Orleans, eventually found their way down to Bourbon Street. Yeah, and of course, they wound up eating raw oysters. It was Ted's first time eating raw oysters, so he wasn't exactly accustomed to the taste. And also, while on Bourbon Street, drank beer and hurricanes.
Ooh.
Anyone know what a hurricane is? Can someone tell me what a hurricane is? I never was sure about that.
I will tell
it's
you.
A mixed drink.
It is a sleeping, sneezing. Where the hell did I end up on the kitchen floor? Medicine. Drink.
Oh my God.
The hurricane. Okay, here is what a hurricane recipe is, okay? 2 ounces light rum, 2 ounces dark rum, passion fruit juice, orange juice, fresh lime juice, simple syrup, and grenadine.
All right. Thanks for letting me know.
It was invented during World War II at Pat O'Brien's and was named after the shape of the hurricane lamp. You have a few of those, and put it this way, if you mix beer with that... Yipe.
I bet Dick Murdoch had about 20.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Go on.
That's neither here nor there. But, yeah, they do all that. They party down for the night. They start to head back to where Grizzly Smith lived in Louisiana. On the way back, they got a flat tire. So they had eventually pull over just across a bridge. During the tire changing, well, the jack wouldn't go up because it was somewhat of a newfangled jack where it was just a little bit of a lip that connected to the bottom of the bumper instead of straight up the old paddle style that went and rose up. Well, the jack didn't work, and Dick Murdoch couldn't hold the car up, so, need to collect myself for a second. The car went down while Ted was trying to change the wheels. Well, the lug nuts were right within the hubcap, and when the car went down, hubcap went flying. The lug nuts went out onto the road, onto this somewhat busy highway. I forget what one it was. But anyway, Ted, at about...
Hello?
Yeah.
He got cut off.
Ooh.
Reason number 415 to hate Blog Talk Radio.
While he's dialing back in or anything like this.
There he is.
Oh, you got him?
Something went screwy.
That you, Josh?
Okay, so...
But anyway, where did I leave off before I got cut off?
The highway.
The lug nuts in the highway.
Yeah, the lug nuts got off onto the highway. So Ted went out there. It's about midnight, 1 a.m., in the pitch darkness, looking for the lug nuts. There were a pair of headlights coming from the other direction, so Ted scrambled to get back over to the road. He, of course, didn't find all the lug nuts, so, yeah, he found, there were already another, there was another car behind him, and, well, on the side of the road, so when he got back over to the car, he seen a pair of black leather boots. A Louisiana state sheriff.
Oh, shit.
The sheriff asks what Ted is doing, and Ted says, "I'm looking for my nuts."
When required.
And then the Louisiana the sheriff said, I see that. Get off the road. And then, yeah. Yeah. Okay, they eventually do find the lug nuts, get the wheel back on. The sheriff sends them on their way. About, say, 15 minutes away from Grizzly Smith's house, Ted had a puke.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Dick Murdoch. And, yeah, Ted said to pull over. Dick said Dick didn't. And Ted puked on the side of the car.
Yuck.
So they get home about, they get back to Grizzly Smith's place about 2 a.m.-ish and go crash, they're out for the night. The next day, they wake up at about 1 p.m. and see if the car is still splattered with puke. Somehow, by rain, it wasn't. Because they do have torrential downpours there from time to time. Puke was all cleaned off. They go to the back because they weren't able to see what exactly they damaged when the jack didn't work. The bumper was completely cracked in the back.
Whoops!
Ah!
Yeah. And, yeah, it was, yeah, Grizzly Smith was none too pleased. That's
and
pretty
I've
much,
seen pictures of Grizzly Smith.
Yeah. They were forced to buy him a new car.
Damn.
And that's the end of that story. I got two more quick ones. One was right after he started working for the WWF in the late 80s, he was building a deck. He could not really operate tools that well because hammer, nail, thumb, with his left hand, his dominant hand. He tried it again with his right hand. Nail, thumb, he can't work a hammer. He couldn't work several gardening tools. He tried to use a shovel, a normal shovel. He broke the handle clean off. It was a wood. So of course, during this whole time, they went to and from Home Depot. At one point, his father-in-law got him a gardening hoe. And then the bride-to-be perks in. So, yeah, it's kind of odd, but. So, my father-in-law got me a hoe.
Oh.
Yes, it went there. Ted cracked up, I cracked up, the bride and groom both cracked up. And
awesome.
Yeah, actually, I do have two more stories now. Finally,
I think you only have time for one.
Actually, one so quick that the other one will fit.
All right.
When he found out Mike Jones was a teacher, Ted went, "What? We're talking Virgil."
Oh,
he was surprised. That's the quick one. A little bit longer one. After the rehearsal dinner at about 8, 9 o'clock, the bride-to-be was trying to find a gas station. She ran out of gas. So myself and Ted DiBiase were on the side of the road while the bride and groom-to-be went to get a gallon of gas. And the kicker, once they got the gallon of gas, put it in the car, went to a gas station and were about to fill it up, Ted, out of the goodness and kindness of his heart, paid for the entire tank of gas.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yes. Also, one final quick thing and a bit of a joke that I've actually thrown on WrestleCrap at least twice now. Ted DiBiase, as you know, the theme, everyone has a price. Ted's is $3,500 plus expenses. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Wow.
And that is everything.
Awesome.
You want to know who's another guy who does wedding receptions that was in wrestling beforehand, actually, during Ted's time?
Who?
Koloff. I mean, Koloff.
That's not too bad. I'll make this really quick. WWE this week, because of what Chavo Guerrero did on his Twitter page, which I have in front of me, on the September 23rd, he said, quote, "You all realize that it's not wrestling anymore, right? It's entertainment. Sometimes I wonder by your comments. You guys realize that I can out-wrestle, in quote, most guys in the WWE, right? The way you guys respond makes me think you actually think I'm losing. It makes me think I'm responding to retards," unquote. "We're not the UFC. It's not real. I could beat up a midget any day of the week, and so could you. But who wants to see that?" Unquote.
I do.
What?
My hand is raised.
Okay.
I'm all right with it. Go on.
Heat's on Chavo for that. Rumor is that they want to change the Twitter policy so that the WWE's perception of what their characters are extends to the Twitter pages. Not cool, if you ask me.
Zack Ryder's safe.
Yeah.
Shawn McCool's safe.
Well, no, I mean...
She doesn't have a character anyway.
But you understand what I mean. I think it's a bad move. I like the fact that you get unfiltered spin from these people.
Yeah.
You know? Just unfiltered stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think... What Chavo did, I don't think is bad enough for them to actually look at it that closely. I don't think they should anyway. They should be more worried about a Lex Luger moment. Somebody giving a show result away before it happens. Then you need to start really putting the clamps down. Because these guys aren't talking about wrestling most of the time. Look at Chris Jericho's.
Yeah.
And as the boring tirade that got started a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the most hilarious, by the way.
Okay.
Jericho made me laugh by being boring.
Yeah. Let's spend the last couple of minutes talking about our second favorite thing in the world. UFC.
Ah, yes.
Ultimate Fighter is back. Season 10, we got the heavyweights.
And Mr. Kimbo Slice has his first fight this coming Wednesday.
Yes, against Rob, Big Country... what's the guy's last name?
Don't know, but,
BRM?
Wilson, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the big news of the week in UFC.
Oh, Rampage.
Rampage.
Quit.
Rampage says, quote, unquote, "I'm done fighting."
Isn't that ironic? Because wouldn't he happen to have a match against Mr. Rashad Evans? Once the Ultimate Fighter's over.
Yeah, he pulled out of that because of the A-Team.
No, I think he pulled out because he wants more money. How's that? It's all about the money.
All right, Mom.
Don't you think?
All right, Mom.
Likely.
I think it's about money, and because Quentin Rampage Jackson goes to the beat of his own drummer. You know that. First of all, number one, Kimbo Slice is going to be fighting on the December 5th card anyway. So pretty much you could tell what he did the first time around. Right?
Right, and unfortunately we got to wrap it up.
All right. right, we're done here. But yeah.
Yep, we're done here. So for Jason Block, Typho, Nikki Heyman, VRM, Carl Schneer, and Stateboy Josh Henniger, reminding everybody, ladies' night next week. Is that right, Nikki?
That is correct. Trista Timpson is confirmed. I'm still working. Do you try to get Firewoman to join us? Chelsea will be listening at work. Dagnabbit.
Ladies' night next week. Cool.
Yep.
Then I believe I will be hosting the ninth, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, I tour Seattle University and whatever.
Have a good time, man. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Night.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Night.
Money, 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 money.
Yeah.